After 3 weeks of war and an especially bad week for civilians in Ukraine, the UN Security Council heard dire reports on the humanitarian situation. Rosemary DiCarlo is United Nations Undersecretary General for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs. She says 90% of Ukraine's population could face poverty if the war continues, with ripple effects across the globe.
International humanitarian law is crystal clear. Civilians are entitled to protection against the dangers arriving from military operations. Direct attacks on civilians are prohibited. Yet, the magnitude of civilian casualties and the destruction of civilian infrastructure in Ukraine cannot be denied. This demands a thorough investigation and accountability.
Other experts talked about the humanitarian crisis from various perspectives. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is director of the World Health Organization.
The war in Ukraine is having a devastating consequence for the health of Ukraine's people, consequences that will reverberate for years or decades to come.
He says the WHO has documented 43 attacks on healthcare facilities in Ukraine, an action he calls a violation of international humanitarian law, depriving people of healthcare and breaking already strained health systems.
The disruption to services and supplies in Ukraine is posing an extreme risk to people with cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, HIV, and TB. Which are among the leading causes of mortality in Ukraine. Displacement, poor shelter, and overcrowded living conditions caused by the conflict are likely to increase the risk of diseases such as measles, pneumonia, and polio.
He says the war is also making the COVID-19 situation worse.
With just 1/3 of the adult population fully vaccinated, this increases the risk of large numbers of people developing severe disease. Critical shortages of oxygen will have an impact on the ability to treat patients with COVID-19 and many other conditions. At least 8 facilities for producing and storing liquid oxygen have now closed.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called Russian attacks on civilians a war crime. And Wednesday, President Joe Biden for the first time called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. But Russia denies the reports of attacks on civilians, branding them as fake news and Western propaganda. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebensia says the bombed Mariupol theater that was being used as a shelter was not targeted by Russia. And he also claimed the theater was being used by Nazis to prepare a provocation. He says Ukraine made Mariupol a mainstay of Nazi battalions, and that's why they're clinging to the city, and, he claims, preventing people from leaving.
Exactly the way it was done by the Nazis in Berlin in 1945 when it was besieged. They also hold people as human shields. They do not allow them to evacuate, and they place right next to residential buildings heavy weaponry in violation of international humanitarian law.
Russia had prepared its own draft humanitarian resolution, one that does not mention the war, but it withdrew it from Security Council vote, reportedly because it could not get co-sponsors even from China and the United Arab Emirates. Other nations blasted that resolution.
Never trust a dog to watch your food.
Sergei Kislytsia is Ukraine's ambassador.
An appeal by a serial killer to the UN members to co-sponsor this most egregious hypocrisy is outrageous.
Nicolas de Riviere of France denounced the draft as cynical.
If we support their draft resolution, this would be giving them the green light to continue their war.
Albania's Ferit Hoxha says attacking healthcare facilities is becoming a tactic of war in Ukraine, and he says nothing is being spared. He urged the council not to fall for the emperor's new clothes.
Russia cannot shoot first and then come disguised as a doctor.
Responding to the crisis in Ukraine will remain a high priority for some time, but World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros urges people not to lose sight of other crises around the globe, for example, in Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Yemen, and Syria. In each case, he says, the solution is the same.
The life-saving medicine we need right now is peace.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.